Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least seven different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
The Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Yeah!
I'm Garlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
In the house.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official OPT Network.
Uh-oh. I don't know what to say about that. And our website, of course, is...
I had a sighting this morning.
You had a sighting this morning.
Boy, you know that makes my day, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I see the old cowardly lion.
Well, I tell you what, you have got your momentum this morning.
Oh,
off top.
Man, that was like a cherry. I mean, because, Carla, let me tell you something. Things are going so wonderful right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just sometimes, you know, things will happen that will just add to the loveliness of my day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this morning, you know, I had a sighting. Basically, we just had the 4th of July weekend was just, you know, I don't say this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of times things are great and they're not stellar.
Mm-hmm.
This was stellar.
This was stellar?
Stellar weekend.
It was a stellar weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know what I was thinking the entire weekend long, you know, because we are the hardest working team in radio.
Hardest working.
Not because we have to, but because we love to.
We love doing it.
So we came in Friday with all of the glitches and all of the technicalities that we had to do, all the challenges.
Complete I mean, you know, the radio station was just down. And, of course, you know, that kind of thing can happen.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? We don't blame anybody for that.
Mm-mm.
You know, we just happened to have made promises to people that we were going to be here. So we had to be here, even trying to work through the muck, the mire. But, you know, that's what we do because we're people of our word and we are honorable people.
Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking after all of that, but we had such an incredible time with people from literally all across the country, our friends, and really many of those people are really our family, people that we've grown up with together, you know, our whole lives, and really getting just a taste of what was happening in right. their part of in their part of the country.
Absolutely. And when you understand the true meaning of friendship and you actually have friends and they've just not been disposable to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you need them, you know, you can actually call people and they're like, man, we're glad to be
mm-hmm.
here. And, just want to give a big shout out to my man, Dwayne Wales. He's right here from Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
He's a frat brother. He's an Alpha Phi Alpha brother. And, you know, he said, D, I'd be glad to come and speak to the people of Central Louisiana from Baton Rouge. He's in Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's actually in Prairieville. So just was good to hear from. It's always good to hear from people that you hadn't spoken to in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And those relationships are exactly where they were when you left off.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But you know what? Big kudos, DC, to everybody who participated in the 4th of July show. I mean, they made it absolutely wonderfully special. I feel like we got a taste of Florida, a taste of California, a taste of Alabama, a taste of the capital city.
Yeah.
And even right here at home. So
Texas,
it was just a wonderful day. And this is what our pastor teaches us and has taught us in the past. He said, you know, when you do the things of God, God will redeem the time. And God redeemed the time for us.
Yeah.
So much so that on Friday, July 4th, it felt like Saturday. I mean, it felt like just time had literally sort of stopped. Like we hadn't even come to work. Which it's really not work, but it just felt like the weekend was expanded for us.
Absolutely. And, of course, after the show, we didn't have to do any work, so we just kind of, you know, shut it down and just had a beautiful 4th of July
mm-hmm.
day.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. And one of the things that we did on the 4th is we didn't have a big cookout. We wanted to invite both of our mothers to our home and just do something special for them because they are always doing special things for us.
Big Granny and Little Granny.
Big G and Little G.
In the house.
In the house. I mean.
G's in the house this morning.
Big G is in the house this morning.
Sitting here. We can't get her to say anything. Now, you going to say something, Big G?
She said no.
Say no right there, that mic.
No.
No is like row. This. Simple little
word.
Such a simple word.
Such a simple word.
But you know, often we don't show
we don't show get a chance to show our gratitude a lot for what they do for us.
Absolutely.
Making sure, I mean, because we are running a lot and making sure that we have those good meals, depending on what plan we're on. They make sure that we have something to eat, and we are immensely grateful for that. And so you pulled out the grill.
Whipped it out.
You did a little something, something.
Did a little something, something.
And then we got a new picnic table.
Picnic table was in full of his egg.
Are you going to start singing?
No, I'm not going to do it.
And then we want to give a big, big shout out, because Friday morning when we were leaving home, we saw the smoke arising in our city, in our village.
We saw the smoke
going up into the air.
Absolutely.
And who was this? Well, the smoke was coming from a lot of places, but one house in particular.
You do this, you know, like whenever there's a weekend or a special holiday and we're leaving, you have to look down at Mayor Carl's
house. I have to.
To see if he's grilling down. You know, because everybody around Central Louisiana, especially in the Cheneyville Bunk areas, know, and LeCount, know that Carl Johnson, Mayor Carl Johnson, is an expert grillsman.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. His ribs are so good that when you eat ribs out at exquisite barbecue places, you're saying, okay, is this rib better than Mayor Carl's rib? Is this barbecue better than Mayor Carl's barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know any place that I can think of at the moment that has better barbecue than Mayor Carl. I mean, it's something about what he's doing down there, Carlette.
Well, that's what you said on Friday. You said
it's something about that barbecue.
Mayor is doing something. Mayor Carl is.
Granny, didn't you taste something? Was that Lil Granny?
Lil Granny had the chicken.
No, you didn't taste any? That was Lil Granny that ate the barbecue. Big Granny, you indulged in the steak.
The ribs.
The steaks, the ribeyes.
Uh-huh.
She's talking about the ribeyes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Big Granny indulged in the ribeye steaks.
Yeah. Mm. And they were absolutely wonderful.
Well, everybody except mine.
Well, why was yours not wonderful?
Well, because I cooked it way too much. You know, I like mine rare.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, I was making sure everybody else's was well done, because Big Granny likes hers cooked through and through. She's an old country girl.
Uh-huh.
She don't want any blood in hers. No blood.
She said, mm-mm.
I had to make sure everybody, and Lil Granny, if she was going to have one too, it needed to be cooked.
No blood. Mm-hmm.
Both grannies wanted them cooked through and through.
And of course, young David Christmas likes his rare like you do.
Exactly. You know, and you do too. Like
right.
You
and know. So it was a balancing act.
It was a balancing act. And in the process, I ended up, I cooked mine a little bit too much.
And so we decided to eat outside. DC bought us a new picnic table. And
with
the help of Mayor Carl again. And it wasn't a stellar plan.
It wasn't a stellar steak. Mine wasn't.
To eat outside, I'm talking about.
Oh.
but the weather was comfortable. It wasn't really, really hot. It was a beautiful day. And we just kind of fellowshipped with our moms and young David Christmas, and just had a good, quiet fellowship, good time. You know, everybody, lots of people got their families together, had family reunions, and people came together, and it was just refreshing to see so many people, D.C., from all parts of the country, throughout the great cities that we live in, the Twin Cities, even our city. We had people from Virginia and Texas and just all over, and so it looks like on its face that, you know, people were just having a good time, water slides, people eating, and we just had a really, really good weekend. And then to top everything off, DC, we went to church on yesterday.
Oh,
and boy,
man.
What do you say about that?
Man, Colette, I just have to say that, man, I just thank God for planting me where he planted me, man. Because, you know, the word was just a word. The word was a word
at
that I believe that we needed to hear at the time that we heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And we really do understand that we're at the right place at the right time with the right people.
Mm.
Because let me tell you something. That's not a coincidence.
No.
You know, that's spirituality into that. That is right what you get right there when you know you're getting what you're supposed to be getting. You know, like sometimes I'll eat something and I know, okay, I'm not supposed to be eating. there. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you'll hear things and you'll say to yourself, I know I'm not supposed to be hearing this.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like scratching in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so fictitious and so phony. You know, and you can hear that this word is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever that happens, you know, you can sense that that is what is happening. And when you are getting a word hot off the presses, downloaded to your man of God, put right into you,
mm-hmm.
that is the process and the way the process is supposed to happen. And that's why I don't believe in that church hopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when God plants you in a place, it's for you to get the nourishment that you need
mm-hmm.
to be able to do God's work and what God needs for you to do.
Right.
Because everybody that works is not, you know, because I'm a firm believer that I try to find what's for me. And I think God has me more dealing out with the public and with people out here. But I cannot do that without getting the word that I need to get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I, you know, Sunday morning, I was like, look, we looked like we were going to be running behind. And mm-hmm. I had to put a fire into everybody to say, look. And, you know, man, 7-8 years ago, I was like, look.
We're not going.
But what I realized today is I was going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I do.
I was going to miss that supply that I needed to have
mm-hmm.
that makes me not just feel, but makes me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I try not to deal on the way I feel,
mm-hmm.
but it makes me jubilant. And the momentum that I have right now
mm-hmm.
is because of the word that I got on yesterday morning. And man, it was a word.
Absolutely.
It was a word of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a gigantic pearl.
Ooh.
Is what it was. It was not just a pearl of wisdom. It was a gigantic pearl.
Wow. I wish you guys could see his hands going way
it's a,
up.
It's a pearl of information. And I just sat there and just let it soak down in me.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go down inside. And when I got home, because I like to meditate on that word, you know, I try to be good ground for the word.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get home, I don't just take that word and say, okay, I heard that word and move on.
Mm-hmm.
I meditate on that word and let it get down in me because I want to be good Saul.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be 60, 90, 120 days, I'm still. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of times you'll hear a message like that
mm-hmm.
and you think you heard it all, but
right.
there was some things said that your mind is just not ready to receive. So you got to process and soak in it. You got to marinate in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like to do.
Mm.
So right now, I've been in it for the last couple of days. See, I don't put it down when I leave out.
No.
You know, and I think that's why the enemy didn't want me going.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew I'm one of those people that's going to take that word
mm-hmm.
and use that word. And basically, he was talking about Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
And those Israelites who went out and got the word and said, look, we can take this land. And it was 2 said we can take it. And 10 was saying, look, they bigger than us. They stronger than us. We can't handle it. Some naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in this thing that we're in, we're around naysayers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody has seen done what we're about
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
What we are about to do has not been done in probably 5 states.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in a 5 state in this whole Gulf South region.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard for us to even say to people what we're getting ready to do because it's never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want people to naysay. And we understand that, you know, when you have big aspirations like what we're about to do here,
mm-hmm.
you got to be very careful.
And it was really so apropos
oh,
for right where we are.
Apropos is an understatement.
Because he was talking about not only that, but having faith. And we were sitting there. And you and I were sitting there, and he was talking about faith, and I said, probably for the first time in our lives, our faith could not be any bigger. I mean, where we are really just so rooted and grounded in our faith, and we understand unequivocally that where we're about to be catapulted to, and we know it's not us. We know it's the Great One working through us and in us. But our faith has to be so gargantuan, like you said about the big old pearl. It has to be so big, and it is. And it's big on things that we have not yet seen. But we understand that we are in yet another birthing process, DC.
Yes.
We are literally in the birthing room. And you know what I was thinking about as he talked about being in the wilderness? I thought about all of those years that we were in the wilderness, going around and around the same mountain.
Absolutely, and making it about things that we thought we wanted, money, prestige, homes, material things, Rolex watches, alligator shoes, $1,500 suits. That's how I live.
Right.
That was my whole thing. If the suit didn't cost $1,500, I'm not wearing it anywhere.
Right. And, we call those things now, we call those things now trappings.
Absolutely.
Of success. Those things at one point were defining. And then when you walk away from money and the love of money and chasing money, and you start to begin to walk into those things that you were created to do, it opens up a whole new place, a whole new space. And so we understood intrinsically where the Israelites were in the wilderness.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, Carlette, there are a lot of people out here who talk about the Israelites all the time, and you go to them and say, look, here's an opportunity for you to do this, this, and this, and you qualify to take advantage of it, they just be like, they'll just stray away from it, just like the Israelites. Everybody wants the comfortable way out. And the man of God said yesterday that he wants a church full of Calebs.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what that means is you he's saying, I want a church full of people who dare to do what God is telling them to do, and dare to believe in not what you see, but what God has spoken into you, and is confirmed by the word that's in the Bible, and you're bold enough to do it. And what it takes, let me tell you something. I heard somebody say, a lot of us deal with fear, but that's what makes courage. In other words, without no fear, you wouldn't have to have courage. Then anybody could do anything. All of us have a little twinge of fear about doing things, but we have to have a lot of courage to get through the fear.
Absolutely. And so that's really where we were on yesterday, and that's where we are. And, we just thank God for the man of God who brings the word of God, and that we try to do what the word says, and we try to really impress upon others to make sure that, especially in those areas where you can really do something that can be life-changing for yourself and for others, that you do that. And we talk about it all the time. We're going to continue to talk about it, about raising up people to another level, raising up another level of givers, raising up people who aren't just talking about the word, but they are about the word. Are we perfect? Nope. Is anybody? Nope. But you know what? When we get it, we try to utilize it, and we try to really talk about it, and we try to share it, because that's the way that we all grow, by talking about it, by trying to get better, and by doing what the word says to do. And then we understand that we can have what the word says that we can have. So yesterday we were really fired up. We got in the car. We talked about the word. We talked about the word as it pertains to our life and what God is doing in our lives, and what most importantly he's doing in the lives of the people who are touched and connected by this program every single day. It is our mission to make sure that we all come up to another level together, but you've got to be willing. And most of us want all of the pomp and circumstances, but we don't want to do what it takes to get there. And so I guess yesterday that just kind of gave us more zeal. It gave us a bigger push, and it made us say, okay, you know what? It's time to roll up our sleeves, get to work, and have faith, more importantly, about those things that God has dropped into our spirits. We don't know how they're going to happen, but we know that when God says a thing, and the man of God said it, God can't lie, that it's done.
Right.
And we're just going through the process. We're on this journey called life, and we're loving it, and, just happy to be
loving it.
Happy to be here.
I'm loving it.
Yes,
oh, and,
indeed.
Just to let you know, McDonald's of Central Louisiana, I'm loving it, is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Absolutely.
Put that out there.
So is Attorney Chris Roy, Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. You can phone attorney Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image guided specialist, also known as MIG, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. The number to phone, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Home, auto, and life is what they can assist you with. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence with three locations right here in central Louisiana, the Twin Cities, to serve you. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Their number, 800-454-3730. You're on point, everybody. It's 2 minutes after 8 local time, 2 minutes after 9 Eastern. If you're traveling in, we want to remind you to be careful. Slow down. Make sure you're watching out for yourself as well as others. Remember, summer vacay is in full effect. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
4, 3, 2, 1.
The Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's Momentum Monday, and hopefully, DC, people are finding their momentum. You know, it's real easy to have your momentum on Friday, especially when it's going to be a long holiday weekend. And then on Monday, people are trying to pull it together. People are saying, you know, and you kind of alluded to this, holidays are kind of bad on me because I ate too much, drank a little too much, indulged in things that I shouldn't have indulged in. And a lot of people will allow what happened this weekend to diminish their momentum for today. So this is what we'll say about that. And I think that this is where you have to get to, DC. I don't know if you're there yet. That what happened over the weekend, those Oreo cookies, that ice cream, all of those things that you had that, you know, it's over, you know, and whatever you indulged in during the weekend, the holiday weekend, it's over. Today is Monday. You got to shake it off. You got to grab yourself, grab hold of yourself. And most importantly, you got to grab your momentum so that you can get started all over again.
Yes. well, you know, what happens is I give myself some free time. And that's what I've learned.
So you did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What I'll do is, like, I allocated the long 4th of July weekend, mm-hmm. a free weekend.
Yeah.
And what that means is I can kind of have a few things that I probably wouldn't have, you know, or, you know, during the regular time. And so what that's doing is it's showing me that I really do have a problem with sugar, you know, because, you know, I got those vanilla Oreos and
vanilla Oreos.
Yeah, look like they just be calling my name now, man. You know, they just call me. They just look. They just look. They like DC. Get you some of those. This is how that voice was saying it. Go ahead, D. Get you some of those vanilla Oreos. You know, he's talking to me like one of my old partners from the hood. You know, like.
Well, did you talk back to it?
Yeah, I talked back to it. I said okay.
Oh, so you didn't even try to resist?
No, I went on and said, you know what? This might be a good time for a vanilla Oreo, old buddy. Old pal. And of course I overindulged. But you know, what you gonna do? I can't cry over spilled milk.
Right.
I just have to get back. What is our mantra? What do we say here?
Don't quit.
So today I'm back up on that horse again.
Yeah.
Getting ready to ride him into the sunset.
But I'm going to tell you, you look good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you have those free weekends, if you really won't overindulge like what I do, you know, and the difference between alcohol, drug addiction, and food addiction is when you get off all of that stuff, you never have to use it again.
Right.
Once you beat it.
Right.
Food, you have to eat. You know, and not to mention, you know, I overindulged in that, but I did. You know, I had to have some of my mama cornbread.
You'd have some of your mama cornbread.
My mama cornbread. I can't go and eat the pork steaks that we bought. And let me just say this right here.
Go ahead.
We went over to Davis One Stop.
Right.
And bought just a box of meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love the way they do it over there. And this is what we're trying to get people around the Cheneyville area to get in tune with. You know, Davis One Stop is a fine facility, a fine place. You know, they have a real butcher, okay?
Mm-hmm,
and what having a butcher means is that you can say to them, look, I'm going to come over there. I want y'all to cut me some pork steaks. I'm going to get some wings. I want some of the slab bacon. What is the other stuff we're saying we're going to get from them now, Colette? Seven steaks.
The seven steaks.
You know, but there's, they can just cut it and box it and have it ready for you and have it all laid out. I told them, look, just give me about $150 worth of meat together. You know, they didn't even, it ended up being about $125, $130 worth of meat, you know, but it was a lot of meat. And we have our freezers that we just store it in. And so, you know, whenever you know, I like to take some over to Big G. You know, I take some of the bacon because she likes that slab bacon. But then I take those pork steaks over there. And on yesterday, she prepared a fine meal of pork steaks. You know, we like to use the brown rice because we try to, you know,
you
know, on my free days, I don't just go overboard because she makes white rice for Young Deuce Christmas.
Right.
And then she made cabbage and that cornbread. And yes, ma'am, we got down on yesterday evening to finish the weekend up.
I
would be remiss in my duties if I didn't mention that.
And you kind of got stuck in that.
Yeah, right now I'm thinking about the pork steaks and cabbage.
Let me rewind.
I
saw that.
Thank you.
So I want to rewind back to Davis One Stop.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what we really want to share and what's on our hearts is that it is such an incredibly wonderful addition, not just to the town of Cheneyville, but to Highway 71.
Absolutely.
And people who live in the surrounding area. And we have not had a store like this in years. And we really want to encourage people to support that. And when we went and you ordered that meat, it really reminded me of old school days when you could go to your grocer.
Well, Crawfordville.
Crawford's.
You know, you can go where even before Marvin Crawford, who's the son of Mr. Crawford, had the store down. And I think, Carlette, that's at the corner of Magnolia and Ash. he had a store there. You probably
I remember that.
Bunky, he had the old Crawford, mm-hmm. and he was actually the owner, but he was the butcher as well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a little boy, 7, 8 years old, go in there, he would have on
a butcher's apron.
Yeah, and you went mm-hmm. in there and you tell him, okay, you know, Morn would send us over there and say, okay, go over there to Mr. Crawford and get us, you know, $1.25 worth of lunch meat.
Right, right.
You know, because he would slab it right there for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, cut it nice and thin so she wouldn't have to give the kids too much. You know, and, you know,
right.
those were days, you know, and in the Crawford's Village, when they built the new facility mm-hmm. over there on, I think it's Ebony Street in Bunkie.
Mm-hmm.
When they built that facility, Marvin took over, and Ellis, who we all call Pudgy, took right. over as the meat man,
right.
the butcher.
Right.
And now Ellis is, because Ellis was fairly young back then when he was mm-hmm. doing it, right out mm-hmm. of high school, but he learned from Mr. Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that Mr. Crawford taught him how to do it.
Somebody.
Marvin's father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then from there, now Ellis is working at Davis One Stop. Mm-hmm. And he said, man, I'm going to cut him up. I saw him the day before, mm-hmm. and I said, look, I talked to Thesha, and I told her I wanted to get just a bunch of meat. Can
right.
you go ahead and cut it up for me and just, you know, get it ready? And he said, man, I'll have it ready for you tomorrow. So I called Thesha. I said, Thesha, is the meat? She said, yeah, it's ready for you. Come get it.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there, just a box of just beautiful meat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we like to impress upon the people of Cheneyville, that you really need to take advantage of doing business right there in your own town.
Absolutely.
Because that store, a lot of people, they're helping a lot of people. They're giving back in that community. You know, those are tax dollars for our community
that's right.
going. You know, and a lot of people really don't understand that if you drive to another city to get some food and it costs you gas money and all that, the couple of dollars extra that you're paying for the food.
You hadn't saved a thing.
You really you hadn't saved anything,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger point is this, Carlette, is that you won't a business in your community like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important to have a business of that caliber, because what you will see is if it's not there anymore, you will wish it was there.
Uh-huh.
Because you will start to understand the benefits of what you had once you don't have it anymore.
Right.
Remember the old saying, you don't miss your water until your well runs dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a really nice place, and those people have a lot of obligations, and we need to be supporting them more.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody in the community of Cheneyville, there's some sort of way that you can support Davis One Stop. But you got to stop and process and think about like what we did.
Right.
Because we were some of the people who were also buying our meat from someplace else.
Right.
And when I realized we were doing it, I said, hold up. Before I ask anybody else to do this,
mm-hmm.
let me start taking care of it and doing it myself. But you really have to think about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will be one of the people guilty of this, and somebody will say, well, why you don't support the store? You say, I do support it. But you really don't.
But you really don't.
You really don't support it.
And, you know, the reason why people will use for not supporting it, they're too high. They're too this. They're too that. And you will take your dollars and your gas money and you'll go someplace else, and it's going to be tantamount to the same, it's going to be equal to the same thing, but you won't support a store that is in your community, that's helping your community to thrive and grow. But most
Absolutely.
Importantly, DC, and you're right on point, a business that's giving back into the community.
Absolutely.
And I think we really just have to have these conversations, because we talk about wanting to see others succeed, we talk about what needs to be, but we got to stop talking about it, and we got to be about it. And you said something critically important. Before we ask anybody to do anything, we check ourselves.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to check ourselves, and we're going to make for absolute certain
mm-hmm.
that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Because you got a lot of hypocrisy going on, especially at these microphones. It's a lot of hypocrisy. You know, it's people telling you to do things that's going to benefit them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They're not doing what they're asking you to do.
Right.
A lot of times. I listen every day, you know, to people on these mics, these very mics right here, telling you to do things that's going to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a lot of hypocrisy. And at its core, it's just absolutely rotten. And you know what I'm talking about, buddy. You know I'm talking to you. And it's absolutely just rotten. And always throwing up the name of Jesus and really don't you know, just that kind of stuff right there just galls me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because what you're doing is taking advantage of a people who really don't have the type of understanding, and you know you're doing it, and I see you doing it, and I dare you to say something.
Well, with that said, we want to remind you that Davis One
I want
Stop
you right by now.
Davis One Stop is the best stop. So if you're looking for meat that's finely cut, if you're looking to choose that special meat that you want for you and your family, they can work it out. They put it together and package it beautifully. It's fresh, fresh, fresh. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south, it's a great stop. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company. Over 50 years of providing trusted and effective pest control. For a free consultation, all you got to do is pick up the phone, 318-448-4800. Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Celebrating 95 years of serving the people of Central Louisiana since 1919. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team. You can phone them at 318-346-2540. Solo Productions captures your precious moments, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. You can phone 318-581-9106 or log on to www.solophotoproductions. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. 8:22 local time, 9:22 Eastern. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
And if you're in Cheneyville, go see the folks over at Davis One Stop.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Good morning. This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute here in Alexandria, Louisiana. With On Point Momentum Monday, because it is our desire that all of us hit the ground running on Monday. Thank God for a good weekend. I just want to share this thought with you today about purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. And where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the best thing a man can do for himself or a human being can do for oneself is to ask God to show them their God-given purpose, find it, walk in it, and God will provide for whatever he purposed you to do. You don't have to worry about making money. Don't try and work for money. Money gets jealous when you're doing what God has destined you to do. You just do it. You're the best at it. You love it. You do it because you enjoy it, and money will show up. Never work for money. Work to fulfill your God-given purpose and watch your monies take off fly.
This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
We'll be right back.
listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show will be live.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Boy, we're just sitting here looking at Janet Jackson saying, boy, she was going hard.
She was going hard in the paint.
She was going hard in the paint, and that's when dancing was dancing. And that's when, you know, you just had a sense that you just wanted to dance. You wanted.
Yeah, there was a lot of creativity, Carlette. People wasn't duping. You know what I'm saying? You know, duping everything you do.
Yeah.
Anything. Most of the time, everything we do, we know it's a dupe artist following us.
Well, I tell you one thing. Speaking
the dupe artist.
Speaking of.
Not a creative bone in his body.
The principles of pleasure. There is something that gives us all so much pleasure this summer, and it is watermelon. Little did we know that the month of July is watermelon month. I am a watermelon-eating woman. Now I'm what? I love watermelon. And so we finally got a really, really, really sweet Sugar Town watermelon. Well, of course, I found an article, and it's from Healthy Living. And if you're a watermelon-eating lover like I am, you'll be happy to know about some of the benefits. Your microphone is still on, did you know? Okay. And so this article is from health.com. Rachel Swalen is the author of the article, and she says that, of course, July is watermelon month, but watermelon has so many healthy benefits. Only 46 calories per cup. It offers 20% of our daily intake of vitamin C and 17% of your vitamin A. Now, this is according to the USDA. She says watermelon contains dietary fiber for digestive health, as well as, who knew, potassium, a mineral that helps keep your blood pressure capped. So if you've got blood pressure issues, watermelon is absolutely great for you. And she says, now, it also offers something called lycopene. And what lycopene, she says, in just one cup of watermelon, it's got 1.5 times the stuff that large fresh tomatoes has. 6 milligrams compared to 4 milligrams, again, according to the USDA. And she said that matters because lycopene is thought to act as a super antioxidant, stopping the free radicals from damaging your cells and messing with your immune system. So it's even great for your immune system. And she says some research even suggests that lycopene is typically found in red fruits and vegetables and can help fight heart disease. So the benefits of watermelon gets better and better and better. The more you eat, the better you feel, and the more good, healthy benefits it has to your body. Now, this is what really blew me over the moon with watermelon, and I tried it. She says that after you work out, or if you've got sore muscles, you can take the juice from the watermelon and drink it, and it soothes your muscles. So in true fashion, DC and I have been working out, and we've been going kind of hard. We've been working hard. For the last
working hard.
We've been working hard for the last few weeks. And this weekend we worked hard.
Plus
so
I've got the football camp going on. Don't forget about
it. And
that.
Plus you've got the football camp that continues, got some new equipment for the football camp that they're really excited about. And so after we worked out on Saturday, well, you know, typically if you're a watermelon lover, what I do is after the juice piles up in the bowl, what I do is I take the juice and I pour it off. Well, this time what I did was I took the juice and I poured it into a glass. And DC said, I can't believe you're going to actually drink it. And I said, well, watch me. So I pour, because we got two big old huge watermelons, and DC cuts them up. We put them in the refrigerator. They cool off. And, of course, the more you eat them, the more juice they make. So I pour a big glass of watermelon juice. Let me tell you, it is absolutely refreshing. It's not really an acquired taste at all. If you love watermelon, it is sweet, especially if the melon is sweet. And you just drink it, and it's just refreshing. And so who knew that you could actually, I mean, I didn't know. So no added sweeteners, just the natural juice from the melon. And you can drink it, and the experts say that it actually is good for soothing your muscles. So I drank it. I'm not sure if it soothed any muscles yet, but it is absolutely good. And they say that watermelon contains a natural substance called citrulline, and that's been tied to improve artery function and lower your blood pressure. So a lot of great effects that come along with watermelon. So if you're loving watermelon, you're in the right place. I mean, it's great for summer. So what I did, instead of indulging in those sugary snacks, this 4th of July weekend, I ate lots of watermelon. And for me, what it also does is it makes you feel really, really full. So what I'll do is I'll get up in the morning and I'll eat it for breakfast, because it's really hard for me to eat breakfast in the morning, because when we get up, it's just too early for me to chew. If you know what I mean, if you're one of those people that you just can't eat early, well, I'm one of those people. I really can't eat anything of real substance in the morning until later in the morning. So in the morning, what I'll do is I'll have my watermelon. Now, there are a lot of great fruits that are associated with summer, like cantaloupe and honeydew melon. But I'm going to tell you, DC, there ain't no melon like watermelon. And who knew that it had all of the great health effects for your body? So if you're looking for good, sweet watermelons, I think now is the time. You know, we got a couple duds in the beginning, but watermelon really signifies, I think, the beginning of summer, the kickoff. And we're looking for those sweet watermelons, and they have been so hard to find. But now we got some Sugartown watermelons from somebody we've been talking about a lot, Joshua Bradley. We call him Jipe. You know, he is a purveyor of things. He buys and sells things, and those things are really, really good. And so he's got this big old huge truck of Sugartown watermelons, and he's on the main strip in Bunkie when you're passing through, right across from Easy Shop. And so I asked him, I said, is this watermelon going to be sweet? And he said, well, what do you mean? It's not a watermelon if it's not sweet. I said, well, we had some watermelon that wasn't sweet. In fact, we've had some watermelon that were so bad that we had to literally take them back to the store. And so we were happy, 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 happy to report that once we cut this watermelon, put it in the fridge, even before we put it in the fridge, it was absolutely sweet, wonderful. We had watermelon for the 4th of July. We've been having watermelon every day, and I will eat watermelon literally until my mouth, sometimes I'll get ulcers in the top of my mouth. That's how much I love watermelon. Well, there is another spin to watermelon, and we only found out about what we call the yellow meat. It's called a yellow variety. And a lot of people don't know that watermelon doesn't just come in the red form, but it also comes in the yellow form. And the article says, it's hard to believe that there's a watermelon that's not pink on the inside, but there is another variety, and it's called yellow crimson, DC. We just call it yellow meat, but it's yellow crimson. And it's got a really, really beautiful golden, almost yellowish orange, kind of looks like cantaloupe interior. The inside is actually yellow, and it tastes as sweet as honey. I mean, it is really, really sweet if you can find them. And it says that the thing is that the two are nearly identical on the outside, but on the inside, when you open it, it's crimson sweet and it's yellow. And we had never had, DC, a yellow watermelon We called them yellow meats.
That's what the person who turned it on to us called it.
Uh-huh.
We started calling it. He named it.
Yeah, he named it.
Right.
And it says that it's got the same nutritional value as the pink watermelon, and it's really just great for you. They're both great for you. And a lot of people, we don't, in this area, I don't know.
You know where we got turned on to that at, right?
In New Orleans.
Right, Robert Cockerham.
And you know,
he called us over and said, hey, y'all want to come over? We got a yellow meat watermelon. We were like.
I was like, ugh. It just didn't even sound good.
Right. I mean, you know.
And when you.
Like, we wanted to go just to see what it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when you cut it open, it's like, it just, watermelon, yellow inside.
It's just yellow inside.
It just ain't right. But boy, when you really just allow yourself to indulge.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. So maybe if people out there have knowledge of where yellow watermelons are, we'd certainly like to know about it, because I'd love to have one this summer. We really hadn't found one here.
Where did we find the one that we had here when we had it?
You know, I don't remember, but it's been some time ago.
A few years.
It's been a few years, and you just don't see them a lot. And I think it's because a lot of people really don't know about them and don't know how good and sweet that they are. But you know, just food for thought, we'd like to give you information that empowers you to live better and do better. And so if you're one of those people that's trying to be healthy for the summer and you never really knew the health effects, the great health effects of watermelon, both pink and yellow, well, they are great. And so that is another opportunity for us to bring our kids into eating something that's healthy and sweet without being, you know, that sugar, that refined sugar that we're all trying to get away from. And DC says this often. He said, I'm going to just go natural sugar. And some of the fruit is so sweet that it makes you not even want the refined sugar. Is that somebody telling us about a yellow meat?
Yeah.
Wow, you got to be kidding me.
You usually add yellow meat?
I think we may have found a yellow meat.
Awesome.
Big G, have you ever had a yellow watermelon?
You want to come up and tell people about where they get them at?
You know what? They are absolutely wonderful.
We got a call on the yellow meat.
We got a caller on the yellow meat. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
This is Ed. Ed Davis.
Hey, Ed. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Tell me where those yellow meats are.
They're usually on the corner of 3rd and Caston Street.
Uh-huh.
Not too far from Barbershop Smiley's.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Smiley's.
In that vicinity. Not too far from there. Usually on the corner, I buy from him every year.
You buy from him every year?
We have a good sweet Sugartown minute.
Now, have you ever had the yellow meat, Mr. Ed?
Oh, just last week I had one. Matter of fact, I was in Texas the weekend over around Jasper, and I picked up one. But I'm real fond of the Sugartown. They got a real good reputation for being sweet melons.
Absolutely. Mr. Ed, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, y'all check them out.
We will, and thank you for calling with that wonderful information this morning. And I tell you one thing, when we get it, we're going to let you know.
All right, do that.
Thank you, Mr. Ed. Have a great day, and thanks for being a part of the OPT. Wow, that was quick. Who knew? D.C., they're right here in Alexandria.
Right here in A-Town, down from Smiley's Barbershop.
Well, hey, we're over there.
Oh, we're there. We're there today.
We're there today, and then we'll come back and report. He said not only are those yellow meats, they're Sugartown yellow meats.
That's the same ones Jipes got, only he is a red. But this gentleman says,
Mr. Ed says,
that over at the corner of
3rd and Casson.
3rd and Casson, they're going to have a Sugartown yellow meat. We'll be there right after the program.
I love it. I love that. I'm glad we put that call out there, because that is going to be another dimension to eating watermelon this summer. And I'm going to tell you one thing.
Let me ask you this. This is a question.
What?
Are you going to drink the yellow watermelon juice?
I am indeed. I am indeed, and I'll report back. And since we're working out so hard, I think you should too. And Young Deuce Christmas should. I mean, it's really, really good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. It has to feel right in my mind.
It didn't feel right.
I don't like the way it looks in the glass. You know, it looks like stuff swimming around. You know that melon stuff. You know, I just have a. Yeah, I have a phobia about that kind of stuff. I mean, I did taste it. Uh-huh. I tasted it. I think it tastes just like watermelon. But because of the fact that I've never had any watermelon juice,
it's hard to wrap your mind around.
Accustomed to the idea. I just have to be able to deal with it like pulp and orange juice. I don't really care for it.
You know what?
Too much stuff in there.
Like, after I read all the wonderful effects, I didn't have a problem with it. I just poured it in there, you know, tried to siphon the seeds off, and just drank it, and it was really, really refreshing. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:49 local time.
Got something, Big G?
9:49 Eastern. This segment is sponsored by the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, D.C. They're providing resources and networks that are needed for success.
Diversity in Action. That's Mr. Joe Page over there.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Joe Page is in transition.
He does so much stuff.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, you know, Mr. Joe Page is just a hard worker. No nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
None of that crazy stuff.
You have
something to support what you're saying when you go to him.
Get it. He's a get it done kind
Absolutely.
Of fellow.
A lot of people talk in the vacuum. I don't like this one because of this. And you say, why?
Why?
They can't tell you. They can't tell you.
What about Daryl? Daryl's Auto Service. Brother's what we call him.
Brother's got the OPT Cruiser right now. I had to take it back to him this morning. The OPT Cruiser, y'all notice it hadn't been out there. Getting some modifications. Yeah, it'll be back on the road, old bad news. It ain't going nowhere. I know you've been wondering.
Auto repairs. He does brakes. He does transmissions. He does engines.
Bad news.
You're a mess. Daryl's Auto Service is located at 6304. I'm reaching my hand out right now, laying hands on him.
I love that sighting this morning, man. It was like spotting Bigfoot. Where you been, buddy?
My goodness. Daryl's Auto Service is located at 6304 Masonic Drive. You can phone for any information. They'll put your vehicle on the computer. They'll find out what's wrong with it. You can call them to see when you can bring your vehicle in. The number 318-443-5741. Don't forget about St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Their clinic seems like it's been there all the time. It's Incarnate Word Community Clinic. You can walk in or you can phone for an appointment. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, down in Bunkie, home, auto, life, and banking. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. You're on point, everybody. We got to get a break here, but we're back right after this. Uh-oh, okay. Are you sending it over here to me? Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Good to hear you this morning, Pastor Joe Green.
I heard you talking about minerals, watermelon.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Mose Rowland on Horseshoe Drive has some excellent yellow and red.
Oh, he's got the yellow and the red.
And he's on Horseshoe Drive.
Right.
Well, let me ask
right
you.
Near,
go ahead.
Yeah, right near St. Timothy Church.
Let me ask you this, Pastor Joe. Do you have a pearl this morning that you want to share? Are you feeling pearly this morning, filled with wisdom? Can you drop a little bit of something on us for this Momentum Monday?
I always feel as if God blessed me with information that could be beneficial for somebody.
That's awesome.
Mm.
That's awesome.
And so today, keep this in mind.
A live pearl.
People who build relationships always care about the other person. They learn to nurture, to nourish, and to nurse the other person. That holistic approach with body, mind, and spirit. And thereby, everybody is blessed. You seek the good for the other person. And thereby, God bless us as well. So, as you two keep speaking life and prosperity and good into the life of others, I promise you, your life, your relationship, all gets better. It's the way God works.
Boy, I tell you one thing. Go ahead.
Enjoy your day. I said, just enjoy your day. You're good people. Don't ever forget God created you for this purpose and this time. You're walking in your season. Mm. Be blessed.
Reverend Joe Green, you know we don't want to let you go. You know we want you. We want you.
You know, good Lord.
I'm going to tell you one thing. You never know how much we hold on to those pearls.
Oh, man.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. We not only hold on to those pearls, but we have had so many people that have told us what a blessing those pearls are to them. And we just thank you for being obedient. And you said it off the top. You feel like God has always given you something to share with others.
In order to be blessed, you need to be a blessing. God allow his blessings to flow through us.
That's awesome.
His blessings flow through us. So as he bless others, he bless us. That's the way it works.
But Pastor Joe, you know, a lot of people, you know, we talk about that and we say that, but a lot of people really have a problem implementing that, really have a problem doing that.
Until the person become aware that God created us as individuals. You are so unique, Chris. Think about it. Of all the people in the universe, God created one person that we call Honey. Fingerprints different, eyes different, the person is different. And so with the uniqueness that God has given you, it's a blessing for us just to know you as part of God's creation. And so blessings flow through you. You're a vessel for God to bless others through. Now, as he blesses others through you, your blessings are automatic. The peach tree, does not grow peaches for the tree.
That's powerful. I got that right when he said. The peach tree.
Your mic isn't okay.
The peach tree grows peaches for others.
Wow.
Yeah.
I missed that.
He's over your head.
I'm glad. He was over a lot of people's heads. Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead. That's powerful.
And so God have granted us to be blessed through you. You're the blesser for us, and I appreciate it.
Wow.
That's why you're on point.
Pastor Joe, that was absolutely phenomenal.
Man, that's awesome.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
No.
We want to thank you for being a live pearl of wisdom, for giving us all so much more momentum on this Momentum Monday. And really, what you do, Pastor Joe, is you make us think.
Yeah.
You make us think. The word says, Selah, think about it. You make us think about it.
That's awesome.
And so now that you're blessed, don't forget your blessings. Today is coming through Moses Roman, pastor of Laurel Hill Baptist Church. I don't buy that. He's wonderful human being. Good man.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Not only for the yellow meat information.
We got to put that on wax. We got to record that bro.
I know it. I love it. Do we have to get a break here?
Yeah.
We got to get a break here, but we're back, everybody, right after this. Oh, man, that was fun.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Man, Carlette, did you get what just happened right there?
Wow, I'm still trying to process it.
It happened so fast,
yeah,
and so quick. God will drop something down on you so fast,
mm-hmm.
You won't even realize what happened, and the devil tried to steal that. We had to come right up before the commercial break and just let people know what just happened.
We don't want that word to get lost.
No, we don't want that to get lost. Reverend Joe S. Green just dropped an impromptu pearl of wisdom specially made for the listeners who are listening here today. And if you take that word and apply it to your life, that pearl, that wisdom, you're going to be just better for it. And that's why he is the person who does the pearl of wisdom, because he just knows when to say when and how to do it. He's a professional.
And you know, the man of God said on yesterday about the rhema word or the spoken word. And was that a rhema word from God?
Absolutely, Carlette. And what it was, you know how we try to uplift others, right? We try to uplift others. What he did was uplifted us.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's why we knew when he started doing the pearls, we knew this man has a supply to give not only to us, but to the whole world, really. That's why I believe our format will get big enough to speak to many, many, many people. And we will bring Reverend Joe S. Green to the world.
Absolutely.
Because the world needs to hear this.
But you know what? I got to thank you.